The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Chag Atzmaut Sameach, Rolene Marks.
Chag Atzmaut Sameach, Ultiferet LeYisrael. Wow, what a day, what a day. First of all, before we go into the big celebrations for Yom Atzmaut, warning, I have drunk some Israeli wine, so if anything sounds remixed, blame the wine. But we do have some good news coming out of our breaking headlines today. The victim that was stabbed yesterday in yesterday's terror attack in Kfar Saba has been released from hospital. And also, for the first time since the start of the coronavirus, we have more people recovering or recovered than are currently sick. So good start to a wonderful, wonderful day of celebration.
I have got no doubt that it is a wonderful day of celebration, because it would be no matter what. However, there must be, what's it like under these very unusual circumstances that you're living through, Rolene?
It is very unusual. I mean, not that it stopped my neighbors from breaking out the karaoke machine and giving it a go. And we've all been saying, well, you know, everyone's getting their party on, but can we please coordinate playlists so that it doesn't sound like one gigantic balagan across the country? But the familiar smell of ala esh or barbecue or bra, whatever you want to call it, is pervasive across the state. But let's go back to last night, just before 8 o'clock, when we concluded Yom HaZikaron with the Yizkor for our fallen soldiers, for our victims of terror. And you and I were chatting last night during the incredible cutting over to Yom HaAtzmaut. Again, very subdued, a stunning celebration without an audience, without crowds, but a beautiful torch lighting ceremony, one that we hold every year, 12 torches representing the 12 tribes of Israel. But I think last night belonged to Idan Reichel.
Reichel, no doubt.
Beautiful speech, paying tribute to his family, to the artists that have come before and the artists that are here today, and also paying tribute to the fallen soldiers and to soldiers everywhere, to the Olim that have made this country. He started to cry. I started to cry. It was really beautiful and emotional. Yeah. But it's just an indication, you know, the torch lighting was an indication of what we have here in Israel. We had three representatives from the healthcare fraternity, a Christian paramedic, a Druze doctor, and another Jewish professor. Just our way of saying thank you and saluting the incredible work done by frontline workers, not just in Israel, but across the world, as we battle the war against COVID-19. And today, beautiful images across the country of the IAF's acrobatic corps going from hospital to hospital, saluting those frontline workers. No major flyover, because we are concerned that it would attract crowds. But this is just our way. And last night was really a representation of this country. We had the magnificent military marching. People were saying on Facebook, hey, they managed to march in time. But, you know, we always think the British do pomp and circumstance, Simon. But you know what? Israelis, when we want to get our pomp and circumstance on, we do a great job of it.
Are you going to hate me if I tell you that's when I go make tea?
I didn't make tea. I was, because we're all quite taken with the head of the Home Front Command, who gives out those marching orders online, because we've had promos all through the week on things that you can do with your children in lockdown. It's quite funny. I'm going to post it to Facebook, things that you can do to keep your children occupied inside. But it was really a microcosm of Israel. Israel's diversity, a celebration of her Olim, our gratitude and our thanks to the people who keep us safe, our Army, Navy, Air Force, our police. I mean, we don't talk about the police often enough, but they really deserve a vote of thanks from us for keeping us safe, for giving up their holidays to impose lockdowns all over the country. It can't be fun for them, I'm sure they'd rather be making alaish and drinking beer with their families like the rest of us. And also, Yom HaAtzmaut gives us an opportunity to look at what this extraordinary country has achieved in 72 short years. You know, we're over 3,000 years old, but 72 years young. And today is just such a good opportunity for you and I to chat about what we've achieved, some of the challenges that we have faced, what we anticipate going forward, and really where we are at the moment.
Okay, so I've been looking forward to that all day. Over to you.
So first of all, let's look at the ingathering of the exiles, or Kibbutz Galuyot. Israel, this tiny country that has been the hope for so many over centuries. Whether you hear of Ethiopian Jewish communities singing songs in Amharic, they refer to Jerusalem. Whether it's the exile scattered across Europe and, of course, the tremendous persecution that we face through the ages, there's always been that hope, that dream of Jerusalem, that returning to Zion, and we've done it. We've done it and faced insurmountable odds. No sooner had we declared a state, war was declared on us by five states and a country, a fledgling, with an army made up of volunteers, a massive amount from South Africa. And here we have to salute people like Smokey Simon, who just turned 100, and the late phenomenal Maurice Ostroff, two giants from South Africa who were instrumental, one in forming the Israeli Air Force, another in designing the first radar system, and also just marshalling the English language and taking it off to battle against people like Justice Richard Goldstone and others. Were there right at the very beginning in 1948, fighting for this country, fighting for her independence. We've won that. We're the country that has seen exiles from 82 different countries around the world return home, make Israel their home, whether it's myself from South Africa or people from Yemen, from Ethiopia, from the former Soviet Union, from Scandinavia, from Australia, from England, from the United States, from South America, all over the world, India. They've come back home to Israel, which makes this incredible melting pot of cultures, which can be challenging some days when we have to deal with different ethnicities and maybe it's the driving, I don't know. But some days are a little bit more challenging than others. And then we look at some of our groundbreaking achievements, social humanity. We one of the first countries to have a female prime minister, the magnificent Golda Meir. And I often wonder to myself, I wonder what the Ben Gurions, the Golda Meirs, the Theodor Herzl, who dreamt of a nation state for the Jewish people in our ancient homeland, but never ever saw it. He died before he could see. He died at the age of 44. He died before he could see the birth of the modern state of Israel. You know, we can't forget those words at the conference in Basel, the World Zionist Congress, where he said, "Today I founded the Jewish state," and for it to come to its fruition, to see how we come together as a family to mourn our losses, to pay respect to our fallen, and then today to celebrate it. The achievements that we've made in women's rights. You know, we're not exactly where we want to be, but I think we've set that bar so high, but we're one of the world leaders, and certainly in our region. A little known fact is our victories against human trafficking. We were once a disaster in that respect. We are now 8 years in a row the top-tier country in fighting the trafficking of women and human slaves. That is a tremendous, tremendous achievement that's not spoken about as often as it should be. Looking in our neighborhood, we're a leader in LGBTQ rights. I know that for some of our listeners, this is a controversial topic, but for most of us in Israel, it's something that we are extremely proud of. And, we're hoping that June we will see Pride take place. We will see the annual party that happens in Tel Aviv happening this year. We don't know what's going to happen, of course, with COVID-19. And then a little country that's smaller than the Kruger National Park or the state of New Jersey punches above its weight when it comes to innovation, when it comes to sending humanitarian aid to places across the world that really, really need our help, including now with battling against COVID-19. I mean, this is just a glimpse of what Israel has achieved. And of course, to me, the great achievement, which was landing on the moon. I think we landed exactly as we drive, a huge, massive achievement. We went to the moon. Others don't see it the same way. And I'm going to end by saying, you know, where to from here? We're not just heading to the moon. The universe is our oyster. And I cannot wait to hear what Maurice Kahn, ex-South African, IAR, and all those involved in that project have to say when they release more details about that.
Okay, so we are very late for news, but there was no ways on earth that I was going to stop you anywhere in that very, very beautiful, sincere, and passionate description of what Israel has done. Rolene Marks, what a joy it is to speak to you. Thank you again for talking to us from Monday to Thursday every single day and communicating your passion. It is just so unbelievable.
It is Wednesday though, right?
Correct.
It's Wednesday, right?
Stay away from the alcohol.
Speak to
Stay
you
away.
Tomorrow.